safety and captain of the New England Patriots, Rodney Harrison. Great to see you.
Good to see you as well.
How are you?
His name is Rodney Harrison. Your name is the other
guy. The other guy. I heard
we
you.
We heard
you
that.
You hurt my feelings.
Oh, heard that. Man.
You are better than Michael and the other guy. But I'm going to get over it one way or the other.
What's going on?
How you doing?
Not bad, not bad.
How's the emotional tone for this football team today? A little somber or business as usual?
Probably would have to say business as usual, although we do have a black cloud lingering over our heads. And, you know, obviously Brady being down and us not knowing to the extent of his injury, but most of the guys have texted Brady, have expressed concern as a friend, first and foremost, and then as a teammate that we support him, we love him, we miss him, and we hope that all is well with him.
I remember when you got hurt in Pittsburgh, and I saw the look on your face, and I said, oh, he knows this is a serious injury. Could you look at someone else's injury and know how bad it is because you've had a knee injury yourself? I mean, did you know yesterday when you saw him go down?
I really didn't know to what extent the injury was, but I knew he was in pain. I mean, I can look at him and say that, but Tom, he's such a tough football player and such a tough person that he walked off the field, and that was so encouraging to me, and that just really shows the extent of his character and what he's made of, that he was going to actually walk off the field, and I have a lot of respect for the guy. He's the captain of this team. He's the leader of this team. He's a tremendous friend and just a wonderful person, and we just hope all is well with him.
And I know there are a lot of guys on this team that you respect. I mean, they're your colleagues, and you have won a lot of games with these guys. But you have a special bond with Brady. I mean, you guys really compete at a high level, even during practice. Can you tell people about some of the battles you guys have had during practice?
Well, I mean, he's such a competitive guy, and, you know, he really gets ticked off when I disrupt the offense or any of the timing of the receivers. And sometimes, you know, I might pick him off or he might try to burn me in the deep part of the field. And we're just so competitive. We're always making bets and just, you know, talking a little smack. But the one thing that I remember and I'll never forget is when I went down against Pittsburgh, he came in and he gave me a kiss on my forehead and he just cried. You know, when I was hurt, when I was in the locker room, and that just meant so much to me because I knew the guy really loved me as a person. And I know he respected me as a football player, but he loved me as a person. But that just shows the kind of heart and the type of person that Tom Brady is.
This organization brought Delta O'Neal in here beginning of the week last week. And I knew he was a Pro Bowler. I knew he was a veteran. I knew that, you know, he'd been around the game and had made some big plays. But you don't know how quickly a guy can absorb what this team is doing, the terminology, the schemes. And then I saw him go out there yesterday and looked like he'd been here the whole darn season.
Yeah, he made a couple tremendous plays. The one slant pattern that at the end of the game, he went after the guy and actually caught the guy. So he showed that he still has tremendous speed. And then to make that last goal line stand on 4th and 5, I mean, what a tremendous play for him to come in, learn a difficult system on the go. I'm out on practice, you know, making signals and telling him, hey, you got deep third, tell him you got man-to-man coverage, and him really not knowing, but really, you know, being a professional, sticking and hanging in there, learning the system on a go. I mean, it speaks multitude of his professionalism.
And you were saying he was asking a lot of questions all week long, too.
Yeah, he was like a little brother just asking questions. I was like, man, get away from me. You're asking too many questions. But just, like I said, shows his professionalism and how his approach to his job is.
Now, there are some defenses you expect big plays to happen to them. They're just poor defenses. Your defense is not one of them. You guys don't give up a lot of big plays. What happened in that play yesterday that almost turned the game in the fourth quarter? Where was the breakdown?
Well, actually, we had a blitz on. And in any blitz scheme, there's holes and there's seams. And they just so happened, we knocked the crap out the quarterback. We hit him pretty good, like three of us. And the receiver caught the ball. He cut back against the grain. The safety over-pursued a little bit, and he had the wide-open seam. And with these guys, you can't give them a seam because 1 yard could turn into 80 yards, which it did. But we were fortunate that we had, you know, we were preaching the entire time, guys running to the ball and guys getting there, pursuit angles, and what a wonderful job by Delta catching them.
I know how much respect you have for Tony Gonzalez. You've talked about him in the past as being maybe one of the best who's ever played that position. He doesn't look like he slowed down much, does he?
Not a guy. He's an animal. I mean, he's big. He's fast. He does a wonderful job of pushing off. But no, I have all the respect in the world for that guy. But relatively speaking, we held him to 6 catches, 54 yards. He didn't get in the end zone. And that's really an accomplishment because you're not going to be able to stop a guy like that. He's just so talented. I mean, he can beat you in so many different ways. He's big, he's fast, he's strong, and he's probably the best that ever played.
And I think of those 6 catches, there was somebody on his back at all times. I mean, he really had to work for those whatever he got.
Yeah, and that was the game plan, not allowing Tony to beat us, making the quarterback beat us, not letting Larry Johnson allow him to get started, which I think he had maybe 22 carries for 74 yards, which is a successful day for us run-wise. So those guys up front did a tremendous job. We just wanted to disrupt Tony, and, I mean, 6 catches, 54 yards, not a bad day for us.
I asked Teddy this when he was just in here. I'll ask you. It's one thing for a coach to say, okay, Rodney, you're the captain. It's something else for your teammates to elect you as a captain. What does that mean to you?
It means to me that my teammates understand the fact that I come in, I work hard each and every day. As a captain, you represent your teammates, somewhat of a symbol on how you approach the game, how you live your life, and the way you act on a day-to-day. And I just want to bring consistent professionalism. I want to be a guy that's open-minded, a guy that represents the team in the right way, and a guy that works hard and puts my teammates first, and that's what I try to do.
This is a team, maybe the only team, I don't know, who has elected to not put the captain's C's on guys' jerseys. What's the message being sent there?
Well, it's 53 guys. Although you elect, you know, 6 or 7, 8 guys as captains, we're a 53-man team. No one's better than the other, whether you're number one guy like Brady or your 53rd guy, we're all a team because all it takes is that one person not doing their job, and we lose as a team, we win as a team. So we represent one whole group, and that's what we have to do. When one goes down, someone else has to step in and earn their money.
Now, you guys have been 14-2 before, and the message out of the locker room is no one believes in this, no one respects this. In this case, that may be true, since Tom Brady – might be out for the season, is likely out for the season. Do you get the sense that there's not a lot of respect for what the New England Patriots might be able to do with Matt Castle at quarterback?
It really doesn't matter because each and every week, I don't care if you're Tom Brady, Indianapolis Colts, or what have you. You still have to go out there and prove yourself. And just because you step on the field, no one's just going to bend over and say, you know what, you're going to win this game. You have to go out there and earn it. And just like the Bears did, they went in there, Indianapolis, opening of their new stadium, and they won. And that's what you have to do each and every week. So when one goes down, someone else has to step up, and nothing's easy. You know, nothing's easy in this league. Guys get paid a lot of money to work hard. They're going to make plays, too. It's just the team that endures to the end. And that's what we preach finishing this year.
Not only did they win, they slapped them around. They were really overpowering the Colts last night. That was a great game.
Yep.
I get the feeling that your competitive juices would flow if you're playing in the park with your kids. I mean, you're a pretty competitive guy anyway. So what do your competitive juices do when you think about Brett Favre being the quarterback on the other side of that line of scrimmage next weekend?
Well, I mean, my approach is the same. You have a lot of respect for a guy like that, but at the same time, he puts on his jersey just like everyone else. And he's got to go out there and prepare for us just like we have to prepare for him. So it's not like we're scared. He's afraid of us. Let's get it on, put our pads on, and see what happens at the end of the day.
Do you like that gunslinger mentality that he probably has earned pretty much throughout his career?
Well, the more you pass the ball, the more that gives you an opportunity as a defensive back to get your hands on some balls and hopefully get some picks.
It probably bothers you that they keep, I don't know if it's coaches, players, keep voting you as one of the dirtiest players in the league. They came out with something again this summer, and I saw you addressed it already. Let me ask you, do you think, I know you play the game, and you feel like you play the game hard, and other guys don't like the way you play. Do you feel like yesterday's play, the one that injured Brady, was that a dirty play?
I don't think the guy was intentionally trying to go at Brady's knee. I think... It looked like he slipped, Similar to the incident back in, I think, 99, when I actually hit Trent Greenlow. Marshall Faulk missed the block on me. He pulled me down, and I ran into Trent Green's knee. So I don't think it was anything intentional, but I've said it before. When you play football in the National Football League, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get injured. That's just the nature of our game. You have, 300-pounders colliding. You have 250-pounders colliding. It's just going to happen. So you just hope that the injury isn't so severe that it ends someone's season or career. But at the same time, that's a mindset going into, a game, knowing that there's a possibility that you can get hurt.
It's funny because on Mondays, it just works out that all of our guys are defensive guys. And, of course, every one of our defensive guys think that they do too much to protect the quarterback now anyway.
But they do.
Well, we're not getting paid enough money. That's what it is. That's why it's all defensive players here.
Rodney, it's great to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Rodney Harrison joining us here on Sports Radio's Patriots Monday.